Long, speaking to Delegate Mike Smigel, and you're also a member of the Aller Committee. What do you hope to accomplish today?
What I hope to accomplish is to point out that the regulations that the state police are trying to promulgate are overly broad. They do not comply with the policy that was set by the legislature in putting out SB 281.
Now, as I look at the regulations, and you're the lawyer, I'm not, but I look at the regulations, it includes the ban, it lists the ban on the weapons, it lists the fingerprinting requirements, lists the limits on rounds. What's wrong with these regulations?
Well, the legislature said we will not have a firing component because we didn't want to get into then being proficiency. So we explicitly said you will not be required to fire a firearm in order to pass tests. I think there are only two states that do, and one of them, Connecticut, says once you pass that, you get your permit to carry automatically. Now, does Maryland want to do that and say that when we require our citizens to fire, they now have a permit to carry? I don't think Maryland's going to go that far. But what the legislature did was say there will be no firing component. What the state police did was say we're going to overrule the legislature, we're going to set policy, and we're going to put in the regulations now a firing component. Now you got insurance issues and you got range issues. Where are you going to find a range in Baltimore City large enough for people to go out and start firing, and who's going to insure them?
Somebody in Baltimore City is going to have to travel either to Baltimore County or probably a great distance for a firing
No. There are barely any on the Eastern Shore. There are no ranges available. And that's one of the questions we're going to ask the state police today. We're going to show you that they did not do their homework, that they did not find out that this is, one, want to even affect or help public policy or safety in any way. It's not going to help public safety. And then we're going to show that they didn't even do their homework to find out whether or not it's necessary.
I look at the number of lawmakers on this panel, and by my count, and by no means am I completely accurate, but I see at least maybe 11 of the 20, maybe 20 of the 20 voted in favor of this bill. What's the chances that this panel will change the regulations or put a hold on them?
Well, like I said, we'll win every debate. We'll just lose the vote.
I see. Now, the backlog, is this committee going to even address that, or can it even address that? I know you...
Absolutely, they could address it if they choose to, and the easy way to address it is just go to the Pennsylvania system, and in 7 seconds, you have a background, not 120-plus days like Maryland has. I sat with the governor the other day, and we talked, and while we're talking, I couldn't believe that he actually looks out at me and says, well, you know, there ought to be a way that we could do this electronically. I said, Your Honor, Governor, there is. It's called the NICS system. They use it in Pennsylvania, save the taxpayers of Maryland money. Maryland intentionally chooses to use an antiquated 17 different database system that would obfuscate the ability to go and do those checks so that they can keep people from being able to exercise their Second Amendment right. That's why they use it. There's no other reason to.
Do you get the sense the O'Malley administration, the Attorney General's office, the state police views the backlog as not a problem? If they figure it takes longer to get a gun, that's one less gun on the street.
I don't think that they view the persons who exercise their Second Amendment rights or demand the ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights as equal citizens under the law.
All right. Delegate.